how it's going to happen. Let's go to the story of that silly guy. Just for reading the paragraph, I don't talk. Read the paragraph to the end of it, then I talk about it.
Conclusion of the story of the lover who fled from the night patrol into an orchard unknown to him, and for joy at finding his beloved in the orchard, called down blessings on the night patrol and said, "It may be that he loathe the thing, although it is better for you." We were at the point where that person fled in terror from the night patrol and galloped into the orchard. In the orchard was the beauteous one for love, of whom this youth had been in tribulation 8 years. He had no possibility of seeing even her shadow. He was only hearing the description of her as the Ak. Except for one meeting which happened to him by divine destiny at the first and enraged his heart. After that, however much effort he made, in sooth, that cruel one would give him no opportunity. Neither entreaty nor wealth availed him. That fresh sapling was fully satisfied and without desire. In the case of the lover of any craft or object of pursuit, God has touched his lip at the beginning of the affair. But when at that contact they have entered upon the quest, he lays a snare before their feet every day. When he has plunged him, the lover, into search for the matter which he has at heart, after that he shuts the door, saying, "Bring the diary." Still they cling to that sweet scent and go on. At every moment they become hopeful and despairing. Every one of them hath hope of winning the fruit whereto a door was opened to him on a certain day. Then it was shut upon them again. But that devotee to the door and the same hope has become fire-footed. When the youth joyously entered the orchard, verily on a sudden his foot sank in the buried treasure. God has made the night patrol the means, so that in fear of him, he, the lover, should run into the orchard by night, and should see the beloved one searching with the lantern for a ring in the rivulet of the orchard. Therefore, at that moment, from the delight, he conjoined praise of God with prayers for the night patrol, saying, "I caused loss to the night patrol by fleeing, scattered over him 20 times as much silver and gold. Set him free from policing. Make him glad, even as I am glad. Keep him blessed in this world and in that world. Deliver him from policing and currishness. Though it is the nature of that policeman, O God, that he always desires the people to be afflicted. If news comes that the king has imposed a fine upon the Muslims, he waxes big and exultant. And if news comes that the king has shown mercy and has generously taken off the penalty from the Muslim, a mournfulness falls upon his soul thereat. The policeman hath 100 such depravities." He, the lover, was bringing the policeman into the prayer because such solace had come to him from the policeman. He, the policeman, was poison to all others, but to him, he was the antidote. The policeman was the means of uniting that longing lover with the object of his desire.
Stop. What was that? First of all, the story you are going to listen to and we talk about is not started yet. He first declared very clearly that, okay, that was the story you were talking about. Now let's talk about it. What is he saying? What was his first explanation up to here. Said, okay, look at it. This guy hated the police. Why? Because the policeman is bad. If the king wants to punish a couple of people, he will be happy. If the king will forgive all this, he will be sad because this is his job. He is a bad guy, right? But our guy was praying to God that give him this, give him that, because he made me successful. Oh, I was in love, or I tried so much, the beloved didn't answer me, and so on and so on. For so many times I wanted to give up. Now look at this fellow. Although he's a bad guy, although he's a son of a gun, but I'm thankful and all that. Right? To say what? To say, therefore, no, English said, hence, there is no absolute evil in the world. Evil is relative. Know this truth also.
Purvis inclusion principle.
The conclusion of all this explanation is this, that remember, there is no absolute bad, there is no absolute good. I told you unity means this. Forget about that sharp judgment of your silly brain, that no matter what, no matter how limited your information is, you will say yes or no. There is no such a thing. Give up this. Everything I explained was to come to this, hence, or therefore, is like this, that there is no absolute right or wrong. Everything is relative, and we have to talk about this relativity. Why? Because your brain, your logic wants to divide it and think about half of it, which doesn't work. You have to understand them both and understand that they both work together. Means what? Means I want to go to my beloved. Oh God, please help me. What will he do? Will send a limousine to pick me up and drop me there? No, maybe he will send the policeman and I will run away. Don't forget all of this. This is the beginning of the book, first paragraph, which is supposed to be the story of that fellow. No, that fellow is here just for one attitude. He appreciates the policeman because he was the trick, right? He made him successful. Yes.
Hence, there is no absolute evil in the world. Evil is relative. Know this truth also.
Means there is no absolute good or bad, and good or bad, both are relative. Yes.
In the realm of time, there is no poison or sugar. There's not a foot to one and a feather to another.
Explain it. How it's possible. Because normally we don't think like this. We think, okay, this is good for you or this is bad for you. We say, in this existence, there is no poison and sugar. One has a foot in the other one. Means in the sugar there is poison, in the poison there is sugar. That's how it is. Yes.
To one a foot, to another a fetter, to one a poison, and to another like sugar. Snake poison is life to the snake, but it is death in relation to man.
Without this, nobody will believe him. He will say, you know what? Poison could kill or could give life. You say, how? Look at the serpent. Serpent is alive because of that poison. So poison is the essence of life for him. And for me, it's lovely. I love that serpent and I have nothing to do with it. But if you touch the serpent and the serpent bite you, then the poison will kill you. This is how it works. So, every single atom in this universe could be used for good or for bad. There is no the atoms designated for goodness only. Yes.
The sea is as a garden to the water creatures. To the creatures of earth, it is death and a painful brand. Reckon up likewise, O man of experience, this relativity from a single individual to a thousand. Zayat, in regard to that one may be a devil, but in regard to another person, he may be a beneficent sultan. That one will say that Zayat is an exalted siddiq, and this one will say that Zayat is an infidel who ought to be killed. Zayat is one person. To that one, he is as a shield, while to this other one, he is wholly pain and loss.
So what? Okay, when you get it, I hope you get it. But listen, everything in this universe could be good, could be bad. Depends on you and your choice. How?
If you wish that you, to you he should be as sugar, then look on him with the eye of lovers.
Aha! Now you get it. This was the basic of the beginning of this book. What are we talking about here? We're talking about you improving yourself. How? Doing something to yourself? Thinking about something? We don't give a damn about your thought. Is doing something good for others, being useful for others. This is what the essence of this, right? So, everything could be good, could be bad. You want this to be good to you. This is the path that you're walking. You want it to be good to you? Good to you. What is your problem? The first problem in you is your judgment about the other people. I told you, you will see only the form. You don't see the essence. But there are people that they look at anyone and they will see the inside. Why? Because they are enlightened. This is what we are talking about. Do you want anything to be good to you? You have to change your point of view. How is this? Is this good or bad? Haha! If you want it to be good for you, you should look at it by the point of view of the people who love it. Don't start with the hatred. Don't start with the jealousy we talked about. Don't start with me and the others and all that. Start with this stuff. How is it that someone loves it? What that lover is seeing in this? This is the change of your vision. Yes.
Do not look on that beauteous one with your own eye. Behold the sot with the eye of seekers.
Do you remember? Right from the beginning was this. Your ego, the enemy, is this one, right? So you have to make it shut up when it comes to judgment. Because this one is in rush to judge. Isn't it? That's how the brain works. To declare something good or bad, running away, you say, oh, stop that silly fellow. You have to look at the path we are talking from the point of view of the lovers of this path. Because this is the path of love. Yes?
Shut your own eye to that sweet-eyed one. Borrow an eye from his lovers. Nay, borrow eye and sight from him. Then look on his face with his eye.
Ah! Suddenly, everything becomes clear. Say, you love it?